Fleetwood Mac and everywhere. Sorry. I was mumbling a bit there. Fleetwood Mac and everywhere. Labyrinth to come with Beneath Your Beautiful, the Sunday travel on in just a moment. 11:18. You know, sometimes when you're building up towards like a speech in real life, you buffer it up with cliches beforehand. These can really get you into trouble. Yesterday I said, can I be honest with you? Oh, boy. I wish I'd never even started. We all say it, don't we? Can I be honest with you? It basically says everything I've told you up to this point's a lie.
I hate it when you're at work and someone messages you and go, we need to talk.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? Huh? Oh, I get this every day. I get texts going, can I ask you a question? Huh? No. It's all, people do that, though, don't they? They split conversation in half.
But the irony is, can I ask you a question?
Is a question. Yeah. Exactly. What do we really, really know about people? If you start dating someone, do you think you should Google them beforehand? Think you probably should, shouldn't you?
Oh, it's a good idea these days, isn't it?
It's interesting. If you work in, like, HR or recruitment, what is more important, someone's CV or their Google Analytics? It's mad. I was at this football yesterday, Burnley, Swansea. My mate Dom does the tannoy, actually, at Burnley. So for about half an hour before the game, I was thinking, hello, we can have some fun here. I could get Dom sacked. But you know that thing, don't you? You go, could Matthew, in stand such and such, please contact a steward and make his way to the nearest maternity. Hey! You can put out anything, couldn't you? You do that thing where you play with, you know, you make rude names up. You know, like Ivor Biggin and stuff like that. They were playing Swansea as well. But start of the season. I mean, don't get me wrong, I was a guest, okay? I possibly do have better things than Burnley Swansea on a Saturday afternoon, but as it happened, I didn't. And it was the first game of the season, so there's a lot of camaraderie. This will happen at sporting venues, you know, any sport, any location right across the country. People haven't seen each other for, a couple of months. Instantly, the disasters of the Euros forgotten. But people, you know, they've got their season tickets. Oh, hello, it's you again. Oh, well, you're right, yeah. A good summer. Yeah, it's all right. Such and such had a baby. Yeah. And, you know, you fill in. It's a little checkpoint in life. You talk to these people. And then, you know, like, I'll turn to the people I'm with and I say, who's that then? And they go, oh, I don't know, they've been coming for 5 years. It's extraordinary. I cannot be the only person that's so socially inadequate as this. Maybe I can.
Have you ever done that where you forget? I do this all the time. Someone tells you the name at the start of a conversation, and by the end of it, you've forgotten their name. Well, and it's too awkward to ask them again.
Yeah, well, no, that's a good point, because what I used to, one of my first jobs, I worked for a guy called Harry. And Harry was, first time I met him, he's like, nice to meet you, Tony. And then every third word was Tony. And I didn't like it, and I thought, this is a salesman. And I can smell, you know... And I don't like that. I really don't like that. I find that patronising. But the other side of the coin is, if you don't do it, you don't remember someone's name. You're absolutely right. But how many times do you find yourself in a scenario where you are several months or years into a inverted commas relationship with somebody and you don't actually know their names, what they do? I play cricket on a Wednesday night. I've got to go to Mobley to play cricket this afternoon. I don't normally play for the Sunday team. Foolishly, I said, oh, yeah, that sounds good, yeah. Middle of August, heavy cloud, 5 hours on a cricket pitch. Much as I love the game, yeah, that's 5 hours I can spare. Today I'm thinking, rain, get it called off. I want to go to the pub. Anyway, so I was being asked about this game, and it's like, who's in your team? And it's like, well, there's Rick. Well, who else? Well, I don't know any of the other players' names. I don't normally play in this team. I know the guys... I know 8 of the 11 that play in the midweek team, and I'm supposed to be the captain. But I don't know their names. I certainly do not know where any of them live. I certainly
don't know what they do for a living, I just say something to do with IT.
Yeah.
That could be anything, couldn't it? All you have to do is catch them on Facebook and there's your proof. Yeah. Oh, I told you they work in IT. Yeah. It's an interesting question. I mean, even here at the radio station, you know, I know quite a lot about the people, but I couldn't tell you, apart from producer Steve, because I had to pick him up for 3 weeks because his car was useless. Apart from producer Steve, I don't know where anybody lives at the radio station.
No, it's a mystery.
And yet our lives are also public, aren't they? But you do get to a point with people where it's embarrassing to ask. 5 years as a season ticket holder at a football ground next to someone you've been chatting to week in, week out. You probably should have asked them their name by now.
Super League Live.